The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. I'm about to hit the road again, back to the studio. I hope you got to see my appearance on Timcast last night, the Tim Pool Show. It was so awesome. It was great to see everyone there, particularly Jack Posobiec again. And of course, virtually the entire two-hour episode was dominated by the horrific news coming out of Minneapolis. You may have heard that within hours of the shooting, President Trump actually issued an official proclamation ordering all American flags across the nation to be flown at half mast until Sunday. But he did not stop there. Let's just say he's taking the Democrats' twisted advice and raising them 1,000, as it were. He's not just proclaiming, right? Don't just pray, do something. We'll be talking about that in a second. While Democrats are busy attacking prayer, President Trump is preparing to demolish the entire system that created this killer in the first place. Now, there's so much to say here. I'm going to get to that in a moment. But again, we talked about this for the last 2 hours last night. What's particularly unique about this horror is how much direct information we have available to us online from the killer's own social media postings. So this Robert Westman, who transitioned to Robin, posted in extensive detail the literally demonic motives behind the shooting. Westman was radically anti-Christian, radically anti-Trump. In fact, "Kill Donald Trump" was written on one of the guns used. The Catholic school was chosen deliberately to kill Christian children, as many of them as he could. I mean, this is all very explicit. You can avail it all for yourself online. What fascinates me in all of this is the reaction, the incredibly predictable, horrifically predictable reaction coming from Democrats and from their mouthpieces in the legacy media in the face of such a horrific act of evil such as this. But that said, even I was taken back by how quickly Democrats like Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey launch an attack, not on radical ideology, not on what appears to be a growing epidemic of trans-inspired violence, but instead an attack on prayer itself. In his very first press conference, with victims literally still bleeding, he had the audacity to say, "Don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers. Do not just give us your thoughts and prayers. These kids were literally praying. It's not enough to pray." And then MSNBC got in on the act. Commentator Michael Steele, who, if you could believe it, was actually once the head of the RNC, he's reported, I read, he called prayer a lie, while Representative Maxwell Frost tweeted that these children were probably praying when they were shot. Yeah, they were at a mass. You would assume they were. "Don't give us your effing thoughts and prayers because they're useless." Jen Psaki, she jumped on the bandwagon as well. Circle back Psaki, tweeting out in effect, "Stop praying and do something. We don't want your thoughts and prayers." And I have to say, I think J.D. Vance, Vice President Vance, tweeted out really what was the most wonderful response to that vicious Democrat talking point. He tweeted out how shocking it was to him that so many left-wing politicians and legacy media attacked the idea of prayer in response to a tragedy. Literally no one thinks prayer is a substitute for action. Literally no one thinks prayer is a substitute for action. We pray because our hearts are broken. And we believe that God is listening. You know, I mean, what he said is just so perfect. You know, the vitriol that we hear coming from the left, gang, this is precisely the kind of vicious absurdity that you're going to get from a crowd that just simply doesn't know what a woman is. I'm just going to come out and say it. If you don't know what a woman is, then obviously you don't know what prayer is. And if you don't know what a woman is, you don't know what sympathy is. You don't know what empathy is. You don't know what compassion is. It's one of the reasons why liberalism is imploding under the weight of its own absurdities. Like we talked about last night, the left suffers from an inverted worldview where classical values of like wisdom, virtue, and prayer, truth, goodness, and beauty, they're all substituted. They're all eclipsed by the frames of reference specific to their ideology of progressive realism. And progressive realism is the notion that the arc of history invariably bends, always ends up bending towards the left's version of social justice. And so the best response to a tragedy like this from the left is to frame it and couch it in purely left-wing terms. And this is exactly what the legacy media is trying to do here, because the legacy media is ideologically captured by progressive realism in something called advocacy journalism, where they use their reporting as a platform to push progressive realism. But what ends up happening is, because progressive realism is so obviously not true, because it's such a bunch of complete and utter BS, the legacy media actually has to manipulate reality so as to comport to their progressive realist sentiments and ideals. Case in point, you probably heard about this. There was an ABC News reporter. He's right now very much under fire, justifiably so, for deliberately attempting to link President Trump to this shooting. Did you hear about this?
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay-Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Trump was certainly linked to this shooting and that the shooter hated him and, you know, plastered his name on his gun. But this ABC News reporter, I guess his name's Aaron Katursky. I don't know him, but he reported only that Trump's name was on the gun. He didn't say that Trump's name was in the sentence, kill Donald Trump. He only said Trump's name was on the weapon, implying that the shooter was killing in the name of Trump. I mean, you literally cannot make this stuff up. It's beyond insane how the legacy media will attempt to bend reality to fit their progressive realist narrative that claims that the arc of history bends towards the social liberal. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. We talked about this again quite extensively last night on the 2-hour program. The legacy media always does a bait and switch with these shootings. You'll notice this is a pattern here. Whenever a shooting fits the cultural Marxist racial narrative of or identity narrative, All the legacy media does is talk about the identities of the shooter and the victims. That's it. That dominates everything. That's the narrative. And the key here is that the shooter and the victims are representative of a larger identity clash. So we saw this back in 2015 with the horrific Charleston shootings at the Black Church, or the gay nightclub shooting in Orlando, or the Tree of Life shooting at the Tree of Life synagogue in Pittsburgh. When it fits the cultural Marxist narrative of racial or phobic violence and oppression, all we're ever going to hear about are the identities of the shooters and the victims. That's it. They are those identities are front and center by virtue of how they represent this larger oppressor oppressed narrative that's you're hurting our nation. But when that narrative gets refuted, like it did with the Nashville trans shooter case, then two things happen, or in this case, of course, as well. Then two things happen. The identities of the shooter and the victim are almost entirely covered up or just brushed aside as incidental, completely irrelevant to what happened. And now the focus is solely on gun control. And that's exactly what this ridiculous excuse of a mayor, Jacob Frey, immediately did yesterday in his first press conference. He insulted prayer and said, now was not a time for prayer, it was a time for action. Of course, he was talking about instituting gun control measures. But, you know, it's worse because when the identities of the shooter and the victims are discussed, the media bends over backward to say that this is precisely not about the broader, more general conclusions about the wider identity communities to which they belong. So, you know, we've seen it with whenever this is an Islamic shooter, right? We have to guard against Islamophobia. Don't you dare become Islamophobic. If it's a trans perpetrator, we have to guard against transphobia. You're the real criminal if you're transphobic, right? But if the shooter and the victims fit the less Marxist identity narratives, is the shooter is white and the victims are black, for example, well, we will never hear the end of how that was a microcosm of the larger violence perpetrated by white supremacy over and against black oppressed. I mean, this is the bait and switch that's guaranteed to absolutely infest the craziness coming out of the mouths of Democrats and the legacy media. Now, I alluded to this earlier. The good news is that as we speak, President Trump is busy completely defunding and dismantling the pro-trans agenda. Trump is destroying the entire system that I would argue is behind this horrific insanity. The Trump administration has just ordered dozens of states to eliminate gender ideology completely from all federally funded programs, or they're going to lose billions in funding. Acting Assistant Secretary at the Administration of Children and Families, a fellow by the name of Andrew Gradison, delivered Trump's message very forcefully. Accountability is coming. And he said that federal funds will not be used to poison the minds of the next generation or advance dangerous ideological agendas. And amen to that. California has already lost billions of dollars in federal funding because of their refusal to comply with getting rid of DEI and gender ideology in their federal programs. New York is set to lose millions. Pennsylvania stands to lose millions. So the entire sort of pro-trans national apparatus is being defunded and dismantled as we speak, and quite deliberately so. And I would argue that this is ultimately why the Democrats are in such a full panic mode here. Trump isn't just responding to this tragedy with platitudes. He's actually using it to completely dismantle their entire pro-trans network. That said, I do think President Trump understands this is spiritual warfare. While Democrats are mocking prayers, he is systematically destroying every program that could possibly create these radicalized killers. Again, there's just There's so much more to be said here. We covered a lot of ground in last night's two-hour episode, so make sure to check out the Timcast episode from last night. And we'll certainly be keeping a very, very close eye on how things develop in the hours and the days ahead. And of course, all the families and the victims continue to be in our prayers. Let me know what you think in the comments below. Again, there's so much more to say, but that'll give you at least something to chew on, some grist for the mill, as it were. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button, and I'll see you back in the studio. Love you guys. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.